This is Greg Morelli with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of November 26th, 2017. A former professor has been awarded over $1.1 million in a federal discrimination suit. A jury last week found that Southeastern Oklahoma University violated Rachel Tudor's civil rights under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The jury agreed with Tudor's claim that she was denied tenure due to her gender identity, as well as a chance to reapply due to her previous complaints of discrimination. She reports having her appearance policed and being limited to the use of one bathroom on the school's campus. The complaints stretch back to 2010, and in 2014, the Obama administration's Justice Department, under Attorney General Eric Holder, announced that it would interpret Title VII as covering gender identity. However, the Trump administration's Justice Department, under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, settled with the university, and last month it withdrew the case. Sessions has since issued a memo stating that the Justice Department under his watch will no longer interpret Title VII as including transgender individuals. And in Ohio, state legislator Wes Goodman has resigned after admitting he was caught having sex with a man in his office. The married conservative Ohio state lawmaker was well known for his anti-LGBTQ stances. House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger said he spoke to Goodman after learning of the allegations, and the now former representative admitted to having consensual sex with a man in his Rife Center office. Goodman resigned citing, quote, inappropriate conduct, end quote. No charges of sexual harassment will be brought since the sex was consensual and the man was not a staffer or state legislator. On Twitter, Goodman described himself as, quote, a Christian American, conservative, and Republican. And here in California, five men in San Jose have filed a federal lawsuit saying their Fourth and 14th Amendment rights were violated by an undercover gay sex sting. The men were arrested in 2014 and 2015 in a 17-month operation at a park known to be a place where gay and bisexual men often meet. They were not accused of having sex in public, only of loitering with the intent to commit a lewd act. And one of them even said he was arrested after he rejected the decoy officer's advances. The charges against the men were later dismissed, but they're now seeking damages of $1 million for their arrest. Their lawyer, Bruce Nickerson, said, quote, they're invalid and discriminatory because they target male-male public sex and not also male-female public sex, end quote. San Jose Police Chief Eddie Garcia said, quote, we have not used this type of undercover operations in response to public complaints of unlawful lewd conduct in more than 2 years since these arrests occurred. We are still responding and enforcing the law by utilizing other techniques, end quote. The chief also said he created an LGBT advisory committee, established an LGBT liaison officer program, and launched a first-of-its-kind police recruiting campaign featuring same-sex couples.
For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.